Okay, so hey, it's April. Let's look, April 4th, and we're back here in the studio. Good to talk to everybody again, and thank you for your questions. Some of the stuff that's been going on over the last 30, 60, 90 days, we're in full-fledged tax season, but it, of course, you know, a lot of what we do is proactive, right? So predominantly, our tax returns are pretty much completed. We're not running up to the deadline trying to file tax returns on behalf of folks because, frankly, it's not necessary. We're actually working on the first quarter already. We have a lot of clients whose data we've been gathering through the end of March 2023, and we're looking at projecting and planning for them to reduce their tax bill. So remember, by being in an advisory environment, by proactively planning, by looking at current data, current numbers, we have a better way of saving taxes for folks. And when you save taxes, you reduce the tax liability overall. And then last but not least, what that does is improves your cash flow, right? That's the most important part of this project, is to improve cash flow for small business owners. We're still continuing to do our research and development credit implementations for folks, as well as planning, especially for software. As you may know, beginning in 2022, certain research and development expenses were not allowed to be expensed immediately. So if you weren't proactive about that and you weren't doing R&D credits, you might be stuck with some expenses that you thought were expenses and really aren't. They have to be spread out in the future years. But that's something, if you reach out to us, we could talk about the technical mumbo-jumbo stuff, Section 174D and all that. But yeah, so proactive planning. What's happened over the last 30, 60, 90 days? The two big things for us are obviously with our real estate clients, looking at ways to maximize depreciation. Again, when you maximize depreciation, you're reducing the rental income overall. And when you reduce the rental income overall, you're saving taxes, which improves cash flow. We're also taking a look at the statuses of folks, whether they qualify for special statuses in the tax code that enable them to take even greater advantage of the rules and regulations as far as tax deductions for real estate. One of the things I did want to talk about a little bit differently today was client accounting services. And what does that mean? Something usually triggers someone to call us, right? We have a triggering event. Someone will call us and say, hey, can you help with our taxes? We've had several of those calls, especially. We probably get 2-3 of those a week. And I'll meet with someone and see if they're a good fit for us and we're a good fit for them. But what client accounting services allows us to do is it allows us to do the accounting as we go throughout the month, so that we get into a situation where, hey, you know, we know what the numbers are through March, and we know what we can do to act upon or not act upon. You know, there's no free lunch, let's face it. Like, we're not going to sit here and make promises that are ridiculous. You're not going to be able to reduce your tax bill 100% if you're profitable and if you're doing well with your business. But what our goal is to legally reduce the tax bill. The way to do that is to have a feed and a bead on what the dollars and cents look like. For example, do you have a profit through the year? Is there anything that we could do to reduce that profit? Are you looking at buying assets? What's your cash flow? By the way, a lot of clients have reached out to us about the recent banking issues and what impact does that have on them? So we've been helping some folks as well with some of those changes, just explaining to them in some cases what FDIC means. If you have an operating account that has more than $250,000 in it in one bank, it may be something you want to think about. And especially if you have multiple accounts at the same facility that add up to more than $250,000. Something you really want to look into. It may not have mattered in the past, but it may matter now. You know, we're not sure how many more bailouts or savings they're going to be able to implement, right? So if the next bank goes down, is your bank protected? Or are you going to be able to access your funds so that you can make payroll, for example? A lot of folks don't realize how big the payroll is. You want to look now at your payroll service provider. You know, those folks are holding on to a lot of monies in their trust accounts. You want to make sure that they have the proper systems in place to ensure that they're going to have those monies available to pay to your state and local tax governments for your withholdings. So those are the kinds of things that we could do proactively because we're engaged with our clients on a quarterly and monthly basis, right? Especially in the real estate investor market, especially in the real estate development market, and especially in the technology sector, right? Where we can look at what kind of plans, what kind of strategies, what kind of advanced strategies. Later on in the month of May, we're going to be continuing our education. I'm going to a symposium where it's going to allow us to even finer tune the research and development tax credits. So that's the thing. Not only are we proactive with our clients, we're proactive with our strategies and our implementations and making sure that we can bring the best to the marketplace for our clients. So what do client accounting services look like? Well, what that looks like is that we're usually using cloud-based software to integrate into your bank accounts and to continually monitor those accounts and take care of the monthly accounting. Now, it doesn't always include sub-account management. It's a higher level. And then if you're subscribed to our CFO service, we generally sit down one-to-one, you and I, on a monthly basis and or quarterly basis. And we go over your numbers and we look at them and say, how's the company performing? What can we do? What kinds of strategies can we use to retain employees? Are we doing stock-based incentive plans? Should we be setting up and utilizing retirement plans? There's a lot of different strategies that we can put in place. And again, it's not just all about tax planning. It's about being proactive so there's no surprises, positive or negative. Last thing you want to do is show up and not be able to make payroll, or the last thing you want to do is show up and have a big tax bill or get a gigantic refund. That's never a good answer either. So you've given free money to the government, right, as a loan, and we could better utilize that money in our business. So that's kind of where we are with the last 30, 60, 90 days. We absolutely positively, our CPA firm, we prepare taxes. But what we really want to do is work with our clients on an ongoing proactive basis so that then we can prepare tax returns that are not just shipping off a bunch of documents to the IRS and a bunch of payments to your state and local governments. No, what we want to do is we want to be proactive. We want to plan. We want to minimize the tax bill, because minimizing the tax bill reduces your tax bill and increases your cash flow. And in a small business, cash flow is critical. You know that. So whatever kind of business you have, particularly real estate clients and particular technology companies, software development in particular, as you know, I have a software, in a previous life, I was a software engineer. You want to take advantage of those things. But the way you do that is you got to get accurate numbers. And that's what our client services are doing now. Our client accounting services on a monthly basis, coupled with our CFO service, combined with an all-in-one solution for tax planning and being proactive, that ends up being a better tax return, more accurate data for you to make your decisions. We have a dashboard where we can look at higher level numbers. We could track revenue over a couple of years. We could track your expenses. We can look at what's within budget, with what's out of budget. Now, we're not trying to run your business for you. At the end of the day, those are your decisions. What we're trying to do is create good data on a timely basis, right? There's a lot of accounting that happens that's good data, but you want to do it as you go. The fancy word, I guess, would be contemporaneous. You don't want to find out in September how you did in the first quarter of this year. You want to know right now, right about now, like bank accounts are coming in, they're getting reconciled. We want to know what's going on here. What was the first quarter like? What was January, February, March like? Based upon the kind of business, you might make moves that are going to help you. At a minimum, it's going to help us to figure out what your first quarter estimated tax payment is for April 15th. That's right. First quarter estimated tax payments are due April 15th. Everybody focuses on, oh my gosh, my tax returns are due April 15th. No, your business returns are due March 15th. Your personal return for the business owners are due April 15th for sure. But what really is due April 15th if you're self-employed is your first quarter estimated tax payments. And don't you want those to be accurate? If you have a little bit of a refund from the prior year, how do we incorporate that into the first quarter, or do we not? Or if you're having a blowout first quarter because things are going better in your business, we want to make sure that we stay on track. As you may know, interest rates are higher. Well, guess who else's interest rates are higher? The IRS and your state and local governments. So when you're not proactively paying your taxes, then you're going to have subject to interest charges on the quarterly payments. Now, in the past, that may not have been such a profound number because interest rates have been historically low for the last 10 to 12 years because the Fed rates have been pretty low with the easing of federal interest rates. But now we're raising our levels of interest, which means that you could start to see some seriously increased interest charges on your quarterly payments if you don't make them timely. So I hope that helps. That's kind of where we are. That's what the last 30, 60, 90 days have been about. We've been receiving more calls than ever, and we've been talking to a lot of small businesses. So I have a sense that people are starting to become aware that, okay, COVID's gone. Is the economy increasing? Is it getting better? We're not sure about that. But more than ever, they're paying attention to their dollars. And when they pay attention to their dollars, they're looking at their taxes. Ironically, when interest rates are low and the economy's good and people are making all kinds of money, they're less aware, believe it or not, because they're not paying attention as much until that surprise comes in the form of a big tax bill or in the form of maybe a big refund. Either way, that's not a good thing. So that's what we've been doing, client accounting services, where we're looking at your data, We're looking at what's coming in, cash coming in, cash going out, who do we owe and who owes us. It helps you run your business better. Helps you make decisions about credit. You might be asking your clients to pay in full. You might be asking your clients for a deposit up front before you perform your services or your product. We're seeing a lot of folks also with e-commerce type businesses who received 1099s last year. They don't know what to do with that. That's a big surprise to them. Those folks want to be engaged this year too on a more proactive basis. We work with a fair amount of gig economy type people who have really good businesses, believe it or not. And we want to stay abreast of that and keep their tax bill low by providing an upfront plan, proactive, and then continuing to guide them with advisory services throughout the year. And, of course, the ultimate is to have them on a client accounting service basis where we know what their numbers are and they can look at the flip of a switch on a cloud-based system, how they're performing and conduct business with their employees, talk to the folks that are key team members in their organization, get better numbers, better data, lower tax bill, better cash flow. So that's kind of it. That's where we are right now. That's what's been going on the first quarter of this year. Again, not primarily focused just on preparing tax returns to clean up what occurred last year, but being proactive about what's going to make this the best year for your business ever, your small business. What's going to make you profound in terms of life-changing and looking at what's going on in your goals for this year and beyond. That's what you do when you're a proactive business owner. So you want to stay 4 or 5 steps ahead of your competition and improve your cash flow. So I hope that helps. Reach out. We'd love to speak to you. We have a lot of different times that we can get together, talk a little bit. We do a discovery, jump on a Zoom call, jump on a Teams call. We'll talk for 30, 40 minutes. You give me a background of what's going on. And then we could set up a time to dig a little bit deeper and see how we can best help your business. So that's our first quarter so far. And we're really excited about the clients we've served. One last thing. We went over some numbers and we're starting to keep in-house. To date, through the last 12 months on the sliding scale, we figured that on an ongoing basis, we've saved our small business clients $2.6 million. It's actually $2,621,000 and some change. Now, that's on a rolling 12-month basis. And if you extrapolate that out over the next 10, 15, 20 years, that leads to tens of millions of dollars in terms of tax savings. That's a big deal for our clients who are small businesses, but it also makes us feel good too, not just being compliance-based. Well, we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you again next time. Looking forward to seeing you. Tony Bruce, CPA, more than just an accountant.